checkpoint on the way to Gete in Ituri province tells you that you're entering the territory of a rebel group called FRPI, or the Patriot Resistance Front of Ituri. They hold an area that is rich in gold and collect taxes from one of the busiest roads. Rebel commanders at their headquarters discuss the state of emergency declared by the government in May and a truce they made to keep the peace here.
We are a trained army like any other, and we know the rules. We are using these rules to protect our population.
They are also eager to display their forces. They tell us these fighters are only a fraction of those in their ranks.
This is one of the oldest rebel movement here in Ituri, controlling a huge territory. One of their former leaders, Germaine Katanga, has even served jail term at the International Criminal Court for crimes against humanity. The new leaders say they want to change the face of the group. They say they want to lay down their arms, but they also want amnesty and to be reintegrated into the army.
FRPI was among the first armed groups to sign a peace deal with the government and agree to a disarmament and reintegration program, which has largely failed. Those involved in a new process say thousands of militia have already surrendered, but the challenge is how to have them reunite with the community.
We know what failed before. Please, there is not going to be amnesty. This is one key element. There is not going to be reintegration within the security forces as a key element. And for the cantonment, it has to be the shorter period possible, so which means that everything has to be ready for the cantonment to be a very short time, because the reintegration piece within the community is the most important.
Some of the armed groups are nervous about the new conditions.
If the government wants to change anything in our previous agreement, it will require everyone with whom we signed to come back and explain clearly the changes, especially where it concerns us.
Up to a dozen armed groups continue to terrorize villagers in Ituri. People here tell us they're worried that if disarming the rebels fails again, then their problems will only get worse.
If the government will not agree with the rebels, we are afraid they'll go back to the forests and start terrorizing us again, looting our property.
The fighters say they don't want to have to return to the trenches, but any program to disarm them has to be agreeable. Catherine Soy, Al Jazeera, Irumu Territory in Northeastern Democratic Republic of Congo.